Politics on the Web. You remember the site Liepert Must Go, put up by the Liberals? It's still there. I just Googled it now. It's still there. Jeremy Hexham is a political web junkie. He joins us on the phone now. Morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Randy.
Now, for those who may not know anything about what we're talking about, we're on Liepert, the website Liepert Must Go. Just give me a brief background on what the deal was with that.
Okay, well, the Internet is like the Old West, you know, uncharted and undiscovered. And when you add politics and government to the mix, it becomes that Wild West, and there's unfortunately no Marshall Matt Dillon to come in and keep law and order. What happened is the Alberta Liberals put up this website called Liepert Must Go to complain, among other things, about the disaster with the H1N1 clinics and everything that's gone wrong with the healthcare system. The problem is they put up this website using funds from the Alberta Liberal Caucus. And so the Alberta Liberal Caucus, just like the Progressive Conservative Caucus, is funded by the taxpayer. And there's certain rules that you're supposed to follow in the legislature, in MLA's offices, when you're dealing with public funds. And one of the rules in the legislature is you can't name a member directly. And with the Liepert Must Go being paid for by taxpayer funds, the speaker felt it was an inappropriate use of caucus funds since it was singling out a single MLA for personal criticism. Had they put up a website that said Health Minister Must Go or healthcare issues and called on Albertans to give them their stories about problems they were having with the healthcare, we wouldn't even be having this discussion.
So they're just arguing semantics, basically.
Yeah.
And, maybe funding, I suppose.
Yeah, it's funding, and it comes down to what you can do on the web, and there are no rules. In Ontario, there's an MP who actually has a very nice website, and when you click on his volunteer section, it goes to the Liberal Caucus, or to the Liberal Constituency Association. And I don't think that's correct, and I contacted them, and they said, well, he's paying for it out of his own pocket, the hosting and the domain name, so he can do whatever he wants.
Now,
this is an MP. Now, again, MP, MLAs, it's these issues of what you can do and how you can do it. And since there's no rules and nobody like the Taxpayers Federation or the Canadian Federation for Business who's actually monitoring this. In fact, in the last session of the Alberta Legislature, when I asked how many MLAs had websites, they couldn't tell me because they didn't know.
And I guess it speaks to the bigger scenario of the laws just can't catch up with technology.
No, they can't. I mean, there was a case in the Maritimes where some students were deciding to run for student council, and they put up Facebook pages. And the rule said you can't campaign during the non-writ period, and they did it before the writ. And some student reporters discovered it, and they went to the returning officer who said, well, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. They did a story, and then she retracted and said, no, it has to go down. And that's it. The laws aren't keeping up with any of this information. There are things that you can do on email and websites. Like, I've had emails that are blatantly political that shouldn't have gone out, that if it was done on print, and when you do print advertising in newspapers or newsletters, it has to go through the, in the case of Alberta, member services for approval before they'll pay for it. And with the email and internet websites, you don't really can do that. You can put something up and then take it down. I mean, look at how many people get in trouble for their Twitter comments. I mean, in Alberta, we had a guy who wrote, the premier is about to make the speech. And in the federal system, we had a Liberal MP who Twittered about the weight of the Conservative opposition, or in this case, the committee chair.
And then goodness knows there's thousands, if not millions, of websites out there with all kinds of political points of view and from whatever angle.
Yeah, and that's the difference between the Liberal Caucus or the Conservative Caucus and the parties putting up websites. So as I said, if the Liberal Party had put up a website saying Liberal Liepert Must Go, we wouldn't be having this discussion at all.
So are they going to change the rules? I mean, I guess that's really all a matter of just changing the rules, and why don't they? Why don't they just catch up to new technology? It's like, why are you still living in the dark ages almost?
I think the interesting part with that is a lot of members don't really know how the technology works. When I did a survey in the last session trying to find out after the legislature, they didn't know. I contacted the different constituency offices asking them, did they have a website? And in some cases, I was actually given the party, the constituency association's party, as being the website. And, you know, in other cases, you had staff that said, well, it's too difficult to update it. We're not interested in doing it. And so until I think the members understand this technology and learn it better, there is going to be no rules, because they aren't willing to get involved, and there's not enough younger members of the parties who are willing to sort of educate the other members.
Interesting stuff, though. Jeremy Hexham is a political web junkie. Very obvious, Jeremy.
Well, thank you very much, Jeremy.
appreciate your time.
You bet.